The government and opposition work on plans to combat anti-Semitism following the Bondi terror attack. Zelensky says a deal to end nearly 4 years of fighting in Ukraine could be finalised within days. And in cricket, extra security expected at the third Ashes test in Adelaide. For the latest SBS News, I'm Viva Kwan. The federal government is preparing a detailed plan to tackle anti-Semitism. A 20-point plan to address anti-Semitism was handed to the Prime Minister in July and has been under consideration ever since. The plan was prepared by Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel. She's told Sky News she'll produce an updated document amid criticism the government has been too slow to introduce measures to address hatred of Jewish people.
To date, my view is that they're not working well enough and we need additional law reform. And I am preparing a sort of implementation plan, second round, because obviously the plan was high level, touching all parts of society. And now we need, as things have progressed, a more detailed implementation plan that I'll be giving to government. And I hope that they will follow that and it will deal with some of these difficult questions as to where you draw the line.
Meanwhile, the federal opposition has put its contentious migration policy on hold following the Bondi Beach mass shooting on Sunday. Opposition leader Susan Lee was expected to announce the coalition's new policy on migration this week, based on assertions that migration levels in Australia are too high. Ms Lee says she's put that announcement on hold amid concerns about fraying social cohesion and the potential for a debate on immigration to be inflammatory at an extremely sensitive time. The coalition says it's established a dedicated anti-Semitism and counter-terrorism task force in response to what it calls the escalating threat posed by anti-Semitism and violent extremism. The task force is to operate under three core work streams: implementing the anti-Semitism envoy's report, a national security and counter-terrorism response, and Jewish community engagement and protection. Members of the task force held a formation meeting last night and will meet with the anti-Semitism envoy today. Opposition leader Susan Lee says the Jewish community feels let down by the Albanese government.
I think more action should have been taken by this government, and that's what I'm hearing from the community, that this Albanese Labor government has failed Jewish Australians. Look at what Jewish Australians have experienced over the last 2 years. Childcare centres being torched, cars being bombed, hideous graffiti sprayed on buildings.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says proposals being negotiated with US officials for a deal to end nearly 4 years of fighting in Ukraine could be finalised within days. He says the draft peace plan discussed in Berlin is very workable, but sticking points remain, particularly on the issue of what happens to Ukrainian territory occupied by Russian forces. He says US envoys will present the plans to Russia's government before any further meetings in the United States.
The American partners also received the European reaction yesterday. And now, with all these reactions in hand, I think the American side will contact the Russian side. And after that, there will be a meeting with Ukraine in the United States at the level of negotiating teams. I think in the coming days, possibly over the weekend, or perhaps a little later. We hope it will be as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, European leaders and Mr. Zelensky have been meeting to launch an international claims commission to help ensure Ukraine is compensated for hundreds of billions of dollars in damage from Russian attacks and alleged war crimes. The BBC says it will defend itself against a defamation lawsuit filed by US President Donald Trump over an edit of his January 6, 2021 speech in a Panorama documentary. In court documents filed in Miami federal court, Mr. Trump says he's seeking $7.5 billion Australian dollars in damages. He acknowledged the BBC's apology, but says the broadcaster has made no showing of actual remorse for its wrongdoing, nor meaningful institutional changes to prevent future journalistic abuses. And to sport, in cricket. Fans attending the third Ashes test in Adelaide can expect to see security boosted after the Bondi terror incident put authorities on high alert. South Australian Police will deploy additional officers with a high level of training and equipment to respond to possible terror events. They warned it may take a little longer than usual to clear security. SA Police Commissioner Stephen Grant says the additional security measures have been taken out of an abundance of caution.
There is no intelligence at this time that indicates that there are any increased levels of threat or security risk around the cricket or any other community event, but notwithstanding that, we apply a level of diligence to make sure that people attending can do so with that confidence that they are attending a safe and well-managed event.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.